Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So what do I mean eating like a baby can help with weight loss? My guest is Dr. Eddie Fadikoff. He's was first, I think, a personal trainer, a nutritionist, and he spent a lot of time with helping clients with weight issues, you know, healthier lifestyle. He even authored a program or a book called Doctor's Clinic 30-Minute Program. And now he's a physician. I think he's in his residency, if I'm not mistaken. He's a member of the American Society of Bariatric Physicians, and he plans to dedicate his focus on weight loss management to help his patients not only lose weight, but to keep it off. Dr. Fadikoff, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show, Dr. Mike.
So how did you know, being a young physician, how did you know you wanted to focus on, you know, weight issues?
Well, just ever since a young age, I was overweight myself as a preteen and teen. I've actually moved from Russia to New York, so you never had to take your shirt off. It was always cold. So when I moved down to the South here in Atlanta, Georgia, going to the pool and just being around everybody, I just kind of became self-conscious. And it wasn't until I broke my arm and went to rehab that I started going to the gym and working out and playing sports that I became an advocate about it. And I know the self-confidence I got from it. So it's been a big part of my life as a personal trainer, as a nutritionist, as a dietitian major, now as a physician and an obesity specialist. So that's something I'm passionate about.
Yeah, that's
about.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, and I wanted to, I was familiar with your story a little bit because my producer, Sheldon Baker, sent me your bio, and I like it when you know, practitioners, doctors, you know, trainers, whatever, have kind of like that personal connection to the specialty, you know, that they're going in. I think that adds a lot of passion and motivation to it, so great job there. So what do we mean, or what do you mean? Eating like a baby helps weight loss. Maybe we need to start there. What does that mean to eat like a baby?
So basically, it's the pattern of behaviors like a baby. People come into my weight loss clinic, and all of them, and you probably have heard this, and you've probably done this from some of your patients. They come in, they say, I'm like, what do you eat? I ask two questions to everybody before I get fancy and intricate. How many meals do you eat? Do you eat six meals a day, and do you eat breakfast? More than 90% say no. And so I pose a question to them. So I said, you're pretty much eating like a sumo wrestler. And then they're baffled. Oh, my God. And I said, sumo wrestlers eat one or two meals a day. They skip breakfast. They fast when they work out. They binge eat at night. They go to sleep. They go out to drink beer and alcohol, like most Americans do. They go out to restaurants. And when they thought about that, I said, they do everything to gain weight. And you come in here eating like a sumo wrestler, expect to lose weight. And that's why I made the transition. She said, well, I'm a sumo wrestler, doctor. What do I need to eat? How should I eat like? And I said, you need to eat like a toddler. And that's where the concept kind of, why I started following the concept.
Yeah, so explain then, so what is the eating pattern of a toddler?
Okay, so a toddler has a natural rhythm. They're born with it. The first day, their stomach size is small, size of a grape, size of a walnut. By the second day, by the tenth day, it goes to a large grapefruit. And the adult stomach is about the size of a big softball. So they can't eat big portions, they eat small portions. So what I tell my patients is, toddlers never skip breakfast. And they've done studies, you know, up to 2010 in JAMA, that people who don't eat breakfast tend to be overweight and obese versus their counterparts. So I said, toddlers never skip breakfast like the 36 million Americans do. There's a recent Huffington Post article on that. So it's the pattern of a toddler. They eat six meals a day. They've done studies on blood sugar control and metabolism where you lose more weight if you eat more frequently. You know, so yeah. Toddlers, go ahead.
Yeah, so I would just backing up to that. So going back to that concept of the small stomach. So they have a small stomach. They can only eat so much anyways. They can only get so many calories in there before it extends and they feel full, requiring them to have another meal maybe 2 or 3 hours later, right? So what we're going to try to do is retrain the adult stomach to kind of act that way, and we do that by these smaller meals. That's basically the theory, right?
Exactly. So you eat the smaller meals and it stabilizes your blood sugar, which prevents a lot of insulin release. Prevents fat storage and promotes fat burning by reprogramming your metabolism.
Now that's an interesting concept because I even did some of my own research, Dr. Fadikoff, on the link between insulin sensitivity issues and weight gain. We know that when people are insulin insensitive, I'm not going to call it insulin resistant because that's type 2 diabetes, but we can, mm-hmm. there is, it's kind of a spectrum. It's of levels of insulin sensitivity. the worse that gets, the harder it becomes to manage sugar. The harder the cell has a time in burning sugar versus storing it as fat. And what you're saying, if we go back to eating like a toddler, that alone also helps in insulin sensitivity, correct?
Correct. And if we look at what toddlers eat, they actually have a pretty good ratio of protein, fats, and carbohydrate. They eat a well-balanced meal. And so another reason is they eat healthy. I mean, there's no mother I know that won't cook it, get organic food, get natural food, cook, spend hours cooking for their toddlers. So mothers and family members make sure the child gets the best nutritious food and the healthiest food so they can have proper growth. We don't do that as Americans. And last time I checked, toddlers don't go to Burger King and McDonald's to go out to eat. They don't go out and get drunk as their adult counterparts. They're just having behaviors of a toddler promote a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah. So working, you know, I've been in corporate America now, Dr. Fetikoff, for, gosh, maybe 12 years. And I see that very pattern, right? I have colleagues that I know they rush in, right? They've had their Starbucks coffee or latte or, you know, and there's usually some sort of whipped cream on top of it. So they got their sugar load, their caffeine load. They work, all, you know, pretty much through lunch. Maybe at lunch they have a small something, whatever. They're starving by the time they go home. They go to a restaurant. They pig out. They have three or four drinks, and then they go home and go to bed. I mean, that's a pretty typical, you know, day for a lot of my colleagues, and that is completely the opposite of a kid, right?
Exactly. That's more of a pattern of a sumo wrestler, and they're probably aware of this. They've done studies where if you go out to eat with your colleagues, 40% more fat you consume, 30% more calories you consume, because when you're socializing, you don't think about it. And plus, at the restaurants, you don't know how many calories you are preparing the food versus at home when your mother, your father, and you're preparing the food, or just an individual, you know exactly what you're putting into your body.
So how do we do this then? How do we help somebody, help an adult break that pattern that I just described, which we both know is very, and my listeners know, is very common scenario of that type of pattern of eating, gorging yourself, usually in the evening. How do we break that? I mean, we can't just tell patients and friends and family, well, don't do that. You got to eat six meals a day. Do you have like a step-up program that you put people on? And what's the best way to get someone to break that pattern?
My patients, it's hard because they're like, I've been eating two meals. You know, they're 60 years old. Some of them are 70. Some of them are 50. They've been eating like that for 20, 30 years. So it's hard to convince them to eat six meals all of a sudden. So I said, let's just say you eat a breakfast, or you might eat dinner. And what I try to do is I incorporate snacks in there. That's why I eat it. People can snack on something. So I'll say, let's fill in one snack. Let's do four meals for this week. And I'll keep them at four meals because anything is better than the one or two meals because you don't want to have your biggest meal. 70% of every meal should be throughout the day, maybe 20-30% at night. But the opposite we're having is 70% of all our calories are at night when you come home from work, when you're relaxing by the TV, and 30% is throughout the day. You know, we have to change our philosophy. Unless you're nice at work, and that's a good pattern, you know?
Yeah. What I like about your system here, Dr. Fetikoff, is I think sometimes in the weight loss industry, we ask the wrong question. So often people will ask, well, how do I lose weight? What's the best diet for me to go on to drop the pounds, shed the weight, you know, et cetera, et cetera. When really maybe the better question is why are we gaining the weight in the first place, right? And
exactly.
And we know that there's physiological reasons for that. We just talked about insulin sensitivity. There's hormone issues. There's a lot of reasons there. But what you've identified is an eating pattern that might be driving that weight gain. So maybe the first thing we do is we got to correct that underlying problem. And then when they do try, maybe they want to eat more carbs or more protein, less carbs, whatever, that's fine. That might have a better chance of working, correct?
Correct. And you hit the nail on the hammer. They've done studies in pediatrics where when they assess these
kids. I'll tell you what, Dr. Fetikoff, let's hold that thought. We'll come back to that. And we also, in the next segment, we'll get into losing weight without feeling hungry. I'm here with Dr. Eddie Fetikoff, and we'll continue our discussion in a moment. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.